Bonjour, francophones and francophiles. Welcome to Frenchified. I'm Erica.
I'm Marie. Bonjour.
Today's lesson is scary.
Yeah.
We're going to learn how to say I'm scared.
J'ai peur.
We're out camping. We're on a camping trip.
Yeah, it's dark night.
Scary.
Yeah.
Miles away from civilization.
Mm-hmm. We've got these two people wrapped in their sleeping bags.
Trying to sleep in their little tent. It's quiet. What's something they're going to say?
Maintenant.
That means now. Can you say it again?
Maintenant.
Maintenant. Here's the dialogue three times. As soon as it's done, we're going to come back and tell you everything that happens.
Here we go.
Dialogue first time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
First, let's see the translation.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Do you hear that noise?
Tu entends ce bruit?
Do you hear that noise?
Tu entends ce bruit? Non. Maintenant, oui.
No. Now, yes.
Non. Maintenant, oui.
No. Now, yes.
Non. Maintenant, oui. J'ai peur.
I'm scared.
J'ai peur.
I'm scared.
J'ai peur. Moi aussi.
Me too.
Moi aussi.
Me too.
Moi aussi.
Brave guy.
Oh, come on. Did you hear that? No, we even don't know what it is exactly.
He's supposed to take charge of the situation. Pretend like he's not scared. First thing that happened was somebody asked a question. What was it?
Tu entends ce bruit?
So we have the verb entendre.
Yep.
Which means to hear.
Right.
And in this case, we have the tu form.
That's right, yeah. Tu entends.
So the word tu is you, right. But it's an informal you because these people know each other.
Yeah.
So they use the informal you.
Tu entends.
So hear what?
Ce bruit.
So bruit.
Yeah. What is a bit difficult to pronounce? Bruit.
Okay. That's a masculine noun.
Mm-hmm.
Means noise.
Yeah.
That noise or this noise.
You use ce bruit.
Right. Because since bruit is a masculine noun, we use the word ce when we want to say demonstrative, which is like this or that.
Yeah.
So what's the whole sentence again?
Tu entends ce bruit?
Does he?
Non.
But then?
Maintenant, oui.
Okay, so that's the word we had before. Now this word, can you say it?
Maintenant.
A lot of times French people, though, when they say it fast, they don't pronounce the T in the middle.
Yeah, that's it. So it's maintenant.
Yeah, maintenant. And then we have oui.
Oui.
Okay, so now we learn how to say... I'm scared.
J'ai peur.
Okay, let's look at this for a minute. First of all, in French, we say I have fear.
That's right.
When we want to say I'm scared.
Yeah.
We don't use an adjective. We say I have a noun. So what's the noun in the sentence?
Peur.
Fear.
Yeah.
Peur.
J'ai peur.
So j'ai is how to say I have.
All right.
J'ai. So the verb is actually avoir. That means to have.
Yeah.
But the way to say it for I, you say
j'ai.
And then the whole sentence.
J'ai peur.
And then the guy's really brave and he's like, don't worry, honey. Everything's going to be okay. Is that what he says?
But no, that's not what he says. He says, moi aussi. Starts with moi.
Okay, me.
Yeah.
Moi. And then we learn how to say.
Aussi.
Yeah, and that also means as well, to also.
Right.
Let's use that with some examples. Amory, when I watch scary movies, j'ai peur.
Moi aussi, Erika.
You do?
Of course.
It's cool, Henri. Okay, so...
See all these scary movies from America? They scare all the French people. Blair Witch Project,
I wish I had $1 million.
Moi aussi.
I think Erica is the coolest person ever.
No, I can't say it.
Come on, you have to. It's for the listeners.
Moi aussi.
Okay, Henri, when do you think that we should listen to the dialogue 3 more times?
Maintenant.
Moi aussi.
Dialogue, first time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu entends ce bruit?
Non. Maintenant, oui.
J'ai peur.
Moi aussi.
All right, so these guys are camping.
Yeah.
Do you go camping?
I used to hate it, to be honest.
Really?
I don't know if you like it. Do you like it?
No. No, because j'ai peur. It's scary. It is to go camping. You're so far away from civilization.
Or you could camp in your garden.
And there's all kinds of prix. Do you go?
No, I would go for one night, maximum 2 nights. Then I go back to the civilization, as you said.
Yeah, because you get scared.
Moi aussi, j'ai peur, Erika.
Well, it's scary. You know, there's all kinds of animals out there. The noises. So in France, like if you heard this kind of a noise, like the couple here, what kind of animal would it be probably when you're camping?
So I'm going to surprise you, Erika, but there are loups in France.
Wolves.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm for sure not ever going camping in France, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
So camping's pretty popular in France.
Camping sites everywhere at the seaside, in the countryside, the mountain.
Mm.
Loads of people enjoy it.
Well, now it's time for the language learning newbie tip of the day. Really, if you just study a little bit every day, you can make so much progress. You don't have to spend hours. A lot of times people think when they learn languages that this is a major ordeal, you know, that they have to find hours and hours to study. Actually, if you just study a little bit every day.
Little by little.
Yeah, it's even if it's only 10 minutes, but it's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, obviously if you miss a day, it's not the end of the world, you know. But just even 5-10 minutes, you actually will make probably even more progress than somebody who studies once a week for hours.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It's about frequency. Get your daily dose of French. And one way is by listening to these podcasts.
Yeah, like every day you say, maintenant, 10 minutes.
Exactly. And another thing you can do is go to FrenchPod.com and you can do some exercises. Listen to some audio files from the lessons. So it'll just reinforce and you'll really learn the things that were in it.
And leave your comments. So maintenant, we should go, Erica.
Okay. Au revoir.
Salut.